Hello again. Here we are with another message in our series in the Gospel of John. Once again, very important, John said, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name." Now, I want to take a minute here and talk about applications and interpretations. Every verse in the Bible has a singular application. However, it may have all kinds of interpretations, and it's not wrong to take those scriptures and make an interpretation. In other words, take a message from a verse in the Old Testament and apply it to what's happening in this age in which we live. That's not wrong. That's an interpretation. But if we take the interpretation above the original meaning of the verse, then we're doing some harm to the Word of God, and sometimes even doctrines have been made incorrectly by taking the interpretation of a portion of Scripture and turning it into a doctrine. See what I mean? John 10:1, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now we have Jesus talking to somebody, talking about a door, he's talking about a sheepfold, he's talking about thieves and robbers. What's that all mean? Well, the sheepfold. If you go down to verse 16 of this chapter, he said, "And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." So the first thing we need to do when we study the Bible is say, who's talking? That's the Lord. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the Pharisees. This is a carryover from the last chapter. These chapter headings are put in there so we can all go to church and find the verse together that we want to find. But this chapter probably shouldn't have been put in until a little bit later to show you what we mean in a minute. In any event, he is still talking to the Pharisees, who are all bent out of shape because he healed the blind man. So he's talking to them. And he said, now there's this sheepfold, that was Israel. Now I have another sheepfold, and that has to do with anybody else outside of this fold coming to the Lord. So we have Jews, we have Gentiles, and then we have anybody from either one of those groups who trust the Lord as their Savior, and they're Christians. And so a Jew is anybody who is a Jew. A Gentile is anybody who isn't. And a Christian is anybody from either one of those groups that trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And that is what he's talking about in verse number 16. And he said, "And there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now, we're not going to read all the way down through these verses right now. We'll go through them as we go along. I've just put them here so you can see all the way down to verse 21, after there was a division among the people and they were arguing about whether Jesus was who he said he was. Others said, "These are not the words of him that hath the devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" And so this tells us that everything in John chapter 9, right down to verse 21 here, are part of the same context. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? So when you study this, we need to study chapter 9 and study chapter 10 together, and the context runs down through to verse 21, and it helps to put it all together. All right, verse 7, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I am the door of the sheep." Again, who's he talking to? He's talking to those self-righteous religious hypocrites that call themselves Pharisees. He said, "I am speaking unto you." Now, there's a message here for all of us. You make an application here, but the context, Jesus is talking to those Pharisees who hate him and eventually would have him crucified. He said, "I am the door." Now, before he said that, he said, "Verily, verily." That's interesting. When he says "verily" sometimes in the Word of God, That's important. When he says, verily, verily, I mean, you better give me your attention here. 25 times in the Bible, you have the phrase, verily, verily, and all 25 of them are in the book of John. Very important. John 20:31, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Verily, verily, this is very important. He said, I am the door. In this book, he said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. 7 times in the book of John, he referred to himself as I am one of these things. Now he says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. What's that mean? I came before him this morning. I was talking to him. Am I a thief or a robber? Once again, we need to keep it all in the context. He said, all that came before me, referring to those prophets and those priests back in the Old Testament, that were as much a hypocrite as the ones he was talking to. Jeremiah 2:8, these came before Jesus. The priests said not, where's the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after those things that do not profit. Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesied falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. Now, once again, we can make applications here, but the context has to do with the discussion that Jesus is having with these Pharisees, saying, hey, all that came before me, you hypocrites, you thieves, and you robbers. Jeremiah 10:21, for the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Jeremiah 23:1, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastors, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 23:21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. These are the ones he is referring to that came before him, literally. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. God's always had a remnant. 13 times in the book of John, we have the phrase the sheep, and 11 of them are right here in this chapter. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. I am the door. Once again, any man, Jew or Gentile, they can be saved. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Any man, he's talking about the Jew or the Gentile, he shall be saved. If any man enter in. He has a choice. Whosoever will may come. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and shall find pasture. 7 things in this one little verse. First, he said, I am the door. That's how you get in. Second, he says, it's by me. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Third, if any man, any man, whosoever will. Fourth, if he enter in, it's a choice. It's a choice. You can get saved or reject him. Price tag if you reject him. And tremendous blessings if you don't. He shall be saved. He shall go in and out, and he shall find pasture. We could take a whole series of messages right here in this verse. Not going on. I just want to focus on this one. If any man. There's a heresy around these days called Calvinism that God has brought some people into this world for no other reason than to send them to hell. That is absolute heresy. That's heresy. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief comes, and Jesus comes, and we choose who we're going to follow. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 15:13 says, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, that may refer to dying. I believe it includes dying, but it says to lay down your life, all of it. I mean, to die for someone, you can get that over with in a few minutes. But to live for them, to lay down your life, all of it, like Jesus did. 33 and a half years, he laid down his life and finally, literally, laid down his life. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down all his life for his friends. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life, all of it, for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, looking at those Pharisees, and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and cares not for the sheep. Ezekiel 34, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe unto the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Now, again, let's get the context here. Jesus 9 and 1, Jesus passed by, and he saw a man that was blind from his birth. This whole message centers around that. John 9:35, it says, Jesus heard they had cast him out, and he went and found him. What about these religious hypocrites? They don't care for the sheep. They're caring for their self-righteous rules that they had made about the Sabbath day. They cared about crucifying Jesus. That blind man, they didn't care about him at all. Not at all. They cast him out. But look at the difference here. When Jesus heard they had cast him out, he went and found him. 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. And we read in verse 19, there was a division among them. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? And this is where the story changes. It gets on to a different story. And we'll look at that one in our next series. Be sure and be with us for this series in the Gospel of John.